Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Press. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're trying to reach Dr. Sheely, and the weather's been terrible here. 14 degrees. We lost a cow, mama cow, yesterday. It was so cold, she couldn't get up. And she went into shock because of the freezing weather. And now we have to find her calf, which was just born a couple weeks ago. So that calf needs mama's milk. And we can't find the calf. Yeah, mama hides the calves so that they are a little more protected from predators. So we have half the company looking for the calf right now. When I say half the company, I'm talking about the family or family farm. And we had twins born, and one of them died. Buckwheat survived. Buckwheat is surviving against all odds. Buckwheat's in the house. Yeah, she's in the house. And our house smells like a combination of skunk. The shepherds found a skunk one night. They were out outside just before bed, and they found a skunk. And they got sprayed down really well. And they smell like skunks. And then the rest of the house, combined that with the ammonia from the calf urine and the calf poop, which we clean up probably six times a day, maybe more. And that's what the house smells like. But that's what farming is like. And so, you know, I think that's in contrast to those guys who are in Washington who are fighting for us. What a bunch of nonsense that is, right? They're fighting for us. They're working really hard. They're not working at all. They're lining their pockets. And I know they're listening, and I just want to salute you all. And I wish you could just see the salute. Nah, it's not the one-finger salute that most people would be giving. But, you know, there's a study done about people in the United States, and one-third roughly are interested or believe that violence is acceptable against. I can believe this. Now, I'm not advocating this. It's not me saying this. This is available on the internet. You can go find this yourself. That violence is acceptable against the government. That means that at least one-third of the people who are surveyed believe that things are out of control. People don't take those kinds of statements lightly, right? Taxes are out of control. Inflation's out of control. Jumpin' Joe is going to have Christmas presents available for under the tree. It didn't happen. He's going to have vaccinations. I certainly don't want one and won't get one. No one in our family will get one. But Jumpin' Joe wants everybody to be vaccinated. Now, I guess maybe I should share my little hypothesis with you at this point. So I believe there are two forks or two prongs of the same fork. And this is the other team. This is not our team. This is the other team. The team that wants you to succumb to the coronavirus. Be weakened. Be permanently debilitated. Be affected in a large way. Or killed from it or by it. So here's my thought on the fork. And pretty soon you'll hear this across other radio and television and media outlets, you know, the internet. Because what they do, believe it or not, is they listen to us, and then they get their talking points from us. Then a couple of days later, they discuss it as if they thought of it. Kind of like what Joe does, you know, plagiarism. So plagiarism is theft. I don't care what anybody says. It's theft. All right, so here's my thought on the fork. Excuse me, on the fork. So I believe, and I've done a lot of thinking about this, that they want to kill us. And who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the committee. I'm talking about, you know, those at the top, those that rule, those people. I believe they want to kill us because there's too many of us. And if you were to ask someone like Bill Gates, you know, he'll tell you that that population is too great. Our planet can't support it. I think he's right. I think he's right. And then he'll say something like, or people like him will say something like, well, you know, we need to vaccinate people. So how do you have too many people on the planet and then vaccinate them? Because most people would think a vaccination is a good thing. You know, before 2019, people thought that a vaccination was a good thing. It can prevent maladies and disease. Well, now we think that, you know, our camp, people who are in line of thinking the same as we are, think that vaccinations are dangerous. I certainly do. We've had an uprising in autism and other birth abnormalities that are very lifelong problems, lifelong. Asthma, epilepsy, etc. Okay. Well, here's the fork. So the plan, I think, this is just my hypothesis. I could be totally wrong, but I don't think so. The plan could be, let's get people sick. Because why else would they make a virus that has very little chance of cure? Why? Why would they do that? It's a bioweapon, right? So it was an intentional, in my opinion, all this is my opinion, intentional bioweapon. And I said this 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, right? Almost 2 years ago. And I have not changed my opinion one iota that it was designed to kill people. And it's working pretty well. So one fork would be to cause a panic initially and have people climb over each other, beat each other up, bribe, and do whatever they could to get in front of the line to get themselves injected with what is being called the vaccine. They couldn't wait. I mean, people would tell me that their number is, you know, they're getting close and pretty soon they'll have the vaccine, and they can't wait to get the vaccine. These are people who I used to call my friends, some of whom, you know, voted for Jumpin' Joe. Well, everybody I know, with the exception of just a few, had effects from the vaccine. Everybody, except for just a few. Negative effects. So what happened was people got the vaccine, and some people said, oh, it's nothing, it's absolutely nothing. And you heard my hypothesis on the 0 through 10 scale of vaccine concentration, 0 being a placebo, saline solution. So you get the injection from your local pharmacy or wherever you're going to get it, and you may get saline solution. Now, you are being tracked as to your reaction. So you contact the appropriate website and you say, no problem. I didn't have any problem at all. It's like it didn't even happen, except for a little sting from the injection site. Okay, well, that's because it was probably saline solution. Then there's level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So level 1 would be 10% concentration, 5 would be 50% concentration, and 10 would be the full dose. Some people have had really serious problems. They might be in the level 5. Some people died. They might be in the level 10. And then you hear things that, like, well, you know, they had conditions that predispose them to being sick. Now, if you think about it, okay, so you're sick and you get a vaccine, then you get really sick, right? So if you have cancer, then you can really get sick from cancer, even if you're in remission. And I've seen that happen to people in our extended family who had that problem. Okay. So the one fork, which is the same fork that I'm talking about, is to get people to be in the mad dash to get the vaccine. Panic to get the vaccine. Climb over each other to get the vaccine. Then they get the vaccine and some people die and they keep that covered up. And then we hear stories that, there's so many people sick in the hospitals. They're actually in the hallways and waiting rooms being treated, etc. And so that causes more panic to get the injection. Okay, then the virus isn't, the airborne, aerosol version of the virus isn't working so well because not enough people are getting sick enough. Not enough people are dying. So now the plan, or later the plan, would be to inject them. You know, give it to them in a surgically delivered way, meaning an injection right into the bodily fluids. And that's a more precise way of controlling who gets really sick and who gets the placebo, etc. That's working pretty well. People are dying. People are having heart attacks, strokes, etc. We've talked about this. So that's one fork. One part of the fork. The other part of the fork is the really interesting one. And it's the one that would be more controversial. Even more controversial than what I just said. And that is the disinformation campaign. Disinformation campaign would be from, get people to believe that this COVID thing, it's not true. It's a fake. It's not real. And so if people are convinced that COVID is fake and not real, they might be more predisposed to pushing that shopping cart that someone else just pushed on, and the virus, the coronavirus, the spike protein, would stay on that smooth plastic push handle for 24 hours. Now, if you consider that ultraviolet light kills the virus fairly quickly, within minutes, and the virus really likes being cold, and you know that because of vaccination, has to stay really cold, otherwise it spoils. So the summer's not a great time to spread the virus because, if it's outside, people are outside, they don't communicate the virus as well as people inside. And if they're really cold, the cold air, the virus stays viable longer. Now think about that. Is it getting cold? It's freezing cold where we are, 14 degrees. Power failures, and in many parts of the country right now. So now we have the fork where people are convinced into believing that it's okay to hop on an airplane. It's okay to hop on the subway. It's okay to push that turnstile in the subway that someone else just touched, like 3 seconds before. It's okay to push the shopping cart. It's okay to touch the food in the food store that someone else just picked up, put down. And then, kind of rub your nose because you got the sniffles because it's a little chilly outside. So the other fork is to convince people that it's okay to go do the things that they used to do before there was this China/US made bioweapon. So you get the people who are in a panic and you inject them.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is the leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this is my hypothesis. This is original to me. And it's because I lay awake at night thinking about these things. And so the second fork is one to convince people that this virus is fake and fraud and, to use their term, BS. That's not my term. I don't use that language. So the bottom line is pretty simple. This is, in my opinion, a bioweapon. Everything I'm saying is my opinion. And by the way, I'm allowed to have an opinion, at least so far. It may be subject to change based on who's in charge, who's got the big chair. Well, if people are convinced that it's fake and fraud and BS, the second prong of this fork, then they would go to ball games. They would have parties. They would do things that people used to do in the good old days, you know, before the bioweapon, before this bioweapon, before this genocide. And they would infect each other and themselves and so forth and spread the coronavirus, the aerosolized version of this, and get more people sick. There's a story about... I'll tell you a little bit later, maybe, that about this person who was infected, tried to cover it up, but wanted to play cards. Wanted to play cards. C-A-R-D-S. And got a person infected. It's on the internet. And that person died. The one that the one that was playing cards, who was infected by the one who was covering up the infection. Now, what would you call that? Would you call that second-degree murder? I would. I would, going around as a person carrying a disease that is potentially lethal, hiding it, and being reckless. I despise people being reckless. I absolutely despise it. Being reckless, I mean, you can look all over the planet. You can see what reckless behavior is like. Mining, strip mining, laying waste to the land, and then abandoning the project. That's what corporations are for, right? Corporations provide immunity from prosecution. It's this nebulous thing called the corporation that did it. It wasn't the people. It wasn't the people who owned the corporation, you know, the shareholders. It wasn't the bondholders. You know, it certainly wasn't the president. It certainly wasn't the vice president. It certainly wasn't the worker bees. It was the corporation, which is immune from legal actions. What they do is they externalize the costs. So they lay waste to the land, abandon the project. They pollute the streams, the rivers, the ocean, the air, the land. And they walk away and let other people clean it up. That's how they make their outrageous profits. Well, anyway, the point is that it's my belief that some of the media has been taken over. Now, Operation Gladio, if you follow that, the book Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, you'll learn that the Central Intelligence Group, the Italian Mafia, the U.S. Mafia, and the Vatican are all in cahoots with each other. And they're meeting out murder and mayhem and drug addiction and money laundering. And they did it through influencing the media. Well, partially. Partially through influencing the media. You know, getting what used to be called journalists to write stories that would sway public opinion. And those stories were published in the biggest media outlets in this country. You know, the ones that you would respect, or used to respect, if you heard their names. The biggest of the big. Television, the biggest of the big. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. Look it up yourself. Operation Gladio. Maybe buy the book. It's darn expensive. You can get it in audio form. It'll take you 13 hours to listen to it once. And that won't work because you're going to have to listen to it maybe four or five times. I'm only on time number 2.5. I'm still stunned by it. My jaws is dropped every time I listen to it again. The corruption is just beyond belief. And so I believe that the media has been compromised further, including the alternative media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, plans to hold a vote on President Biden's massive social spending bill sometime this month. 51 U.S. senators shot down the plan last month, including all Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia. Manchin will attend Monday night's Senate leadership meeting and Tuesday's weekly caucus lunch, likely to discuss BBB. Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been confirmed to have COVID-19. Austin's symptoms are being described as mild. Two drones were intercepted Monday as they neared an Iraqi airbase that had been housing American troops. It should be noted, January 2, 2020, a U.S. drone strike resulted in the death of Soleimani. President Trump:
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick: I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Another controversial Republican congressman has been pulled off social media.
The personal Twitter account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has been suspended by Twitter, the social media company claiming that she posted false information about the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesperson saying, "We permanently suspended Greene for repeated violations of our COVID-19 misinformation policy." Representative Greene responding on conservative social media platform Getter, saying she tweeted statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system that got her suspended. Her Twitter account in the House of Representatives is still active. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
New laws are on the books.
From marijuana to minimum wage, states across the country rang in the new year with new laws that went into effect. The nation's capital joining 15 states where recreational marijuana is now legal, New York becoming the second largest state after California where it's legal to light up. And while the federal minimum wage has stayed stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009, 29 states upped their minimum wage, with most topping $10 an hour. And in Illinois, Haley Martinez inspired a new law that will allow kids under 16 to run a lemonade stand without a permit, after hers was shut down by the health department. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Jason has been unable to connect with Dr. Shealy, and we're not sure why. We're not sure if, he could be at his clinic in Springfield, Missouri. He could be at home. There could be a power failure at his home, and he might be waiting for assistance to get that generator started. I was going to go help him, but he said he had somebody to help him. So I don't know, but we're gonna keep trying his house. But if you have one of those electric powered telephones, remember we used to have landlines. I know Dr. Shealy has a landline. I know this, and we've been convinced into upgrading our landline telephone set. And that's what it's called. It's called a telephone set. That would be the thing that sits on your desk or hangs on the wall, the telephone set. Been convinced into having an electric type that runs with a wall transformer. Now, of course, if the wall transformer doesn't have 120 volts of alternating current, it's not going to provide current to the landline. Now, even though the landline is up and running 99.9997% of the time, it's the most reliable thing man has built. If you've got a wall-powered transformer powering your telephone, your landline, and the power goes out, you're not going to have a landline that works. So you might do what we do here at the farm, and that is have a telephone that doesn't require electricity other than the landline itself. You know, I'm talking about POTS, P-O-T-S, plain. That's the industry terminology. If you work for, you know, the telephone industry, it's called POTS, plain old telephone service, P-O-T-S, which is different from what a bunch of states, including the District of Criminals, just decided would be legalized, and that's pot, marijuana. And the question is, why would the states, including the District of Criminals, not all the states, but some of the states, why would they enact legislation, make laws saying it's okay to be a dope? Well, because things are so bad, if people are, you know, not grounded and they're smoking dope, they are less likely to become violent. Because they'll be in their own little world, not realizing how bad things are. That's just another one of my opinions. Charles in Ohio, welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, you're on.
Oh, good morning. I just had to go turn off the oven. Hey, good morning to everyone, and good morning, Vincent. And I understand you're having some troubles. We'll hope for the best outcome, and hopefully Dr. Shizzy's okay, and we'll get in touch with him.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm certainly going to do that during the breaks, you know, the commercial breaks. And I support the commercial breaks because it gives me a chance to, you know, heat up some coffee, go check on the animals and, you know, feed the chickens and, you know, stuff like that. And by the way, all that I said when I talked about the alternative media being, it's possible that the alternative media has been hijacked in some spots and compromised. I'm not talking about Genesis Communications Network, class. I'm not talking about I am not an OT talking about Genesis Communications Network. I believe we are the best in radio. And I don't mean USA Prepares. I'm talking about all of the broadcasts that comprise and the staff and the management and the electronics and the engineering and the production, all of that that comprises Genesis Communications Network. I believe it's the best. And I think as you tune around the dial, you're going to come to the same conclusion. Because we all work pretty hard at what we do to give you the best information that we can. So, Charles, that being said, what would you like to share with the class?
Oh, I just wanted to say that there's been a couple interesting books that have been published recently that kind of back up your some of your thoughts on the coronavirus. And it was Dr. Peter Bregan wrote a book about the global predators and we are the prey, that details some of the involvement of Bill Gates in creation of these viruses and some of the a lot of evidence to their pre-knowledge of the outbreak that was coming. And also the book by John Kennedy Jr., the real Anthony Fauci. His book details a bunch of the facts about Fauci's background and how he has turned his agency as a government into an arm of the big pharma to generate money and patents that enrich him personally and his friends.
Yeah, and he's 81 years old, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's pretty close to it. and how much money does he need? You know? Seriously. Where's he gonna take it? And how's he gonna spend it? And there's a special place in hell for people like that. At least that's what I believe. At least that's how I was raised. Charles, I want to thank you. I'm not terminating this call, but I just wanted to say thank you. And during the bottom of the hour break, Jason communicated to me with a back channel. So we have a way that he can say something to me, and it doesn't necessarily go out on the air. And he let me know that you were on the line, and I brought up the stack because I had not mentioned that we were taking calls. And I just thought I would monologue. And I'm glad that you called in. And I said to Jason, isn't that great? Charles called in to rescue me. I said, you know, I didn't say for instructors to call in and Vinny needs to be rescued because he's all alone. And here's Charles just picking up the mantle and running with it. I said, that is just fabulous. That's, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but that's who we are here at USA Prepares. That's who we are. Not idle chatter. Not, you know, important things. And I appreciate the fact that you put an exclamation point on some of the things that I've been saying. And these are really my thoughts. I absolutely believe that, and it's immutable with me, that the coronavirus is absolutely real. It's deadly. It's expensive. It's debilitating. It's deadly. It's dangerous. And it's taking the world down. It's taking the economies of the world down that are built on commerce that is electronic. Now, if there's no electronics in the commerce, it doesn't have quite the effect because people are farther apart and they're a little bit able to survive this a little bit better. But when the GDP is hit even further with this, it will be beyond devastating. And I mentioned to Kathy that she asked me how long, this was a long time ago, she asked me how long I thought this thing would last. And I said, Kathy, I'm paraphrasing, that I believe that we're not going to see daylight on this for at least 10 years, probably 20 years. And I still stand by that. Because, you know, I listen to the government reports and the media saying that, yeah, we're turning the corner and, you know, the supply chain is going to be fixed and the semiconductor shortage is going to be fixed and we're going to be back to prosperity. That's the same nonsense. The same nonsense that the captains of industry said during the first Great Depression. You know, like prosperity is right around the corner. This is just a short-term event. This cannot continue. Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity is right around the corner. We're going to be doing great. And the crash just kept on coming. And it wasn't fixed until 1945. And it took a world war. It took World War II in order to fix the first Great Depression, which is why you hear the rumblings of war now. Against Russia and China. You know, it used to be, maybe 20 minutes ago, Russia was a friend of ours. I'm being facetious with the 20 minutes, but I am. But you know, in the not too distant past, Russia was a friend of ours. As a matter of fact, we were on the same side during World War II. We were on the same side during World War II. Against Germany. And against Japan. And now Germany and Japan are on our side, and with the guy in the big chair right now, he's blowing up our relationship with our ally, Russia. What's he thinking? These people are dangerous. So, class, when it comes, I guess I hit my own button. But when I think about having a plagiarist in the big chair, it's really dangerous. Because a plagiarist is a person who steals other people's work. And if they're willing to steal other people's work and other people's wives, why would you trust them with the big chair? Charles, back to you.
Oh, no, I agree very much on several of those points. Yeah, we... I think it's hard to imagine for the general public or anybody how people could be, like you say, how much money does he need? And I take the same viewpoint. It's difficult for me looking at and trying to evaluate the situation. And like you say, these are my opinions. But it's hard for me to imagine people would be that evil to profit off of the suffering of the public. But like in the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, they detail how he was responsible for one of the AIDS drugs, the AZT, that was doing that was about useless, but he is the one who sets policies for hospitals on the standard of care, and it ends up, it seems like he goes with a protocol that will enrich him rather than save people's lives.
Okay, so here's what I read, and here's a guy that I met, and I respect this guy. Dr. Len Horowitz, you might have heard that, his name. Well, I met him back in the 90s, and I learned that he believed that AIDS and Ebola were man-made. So Mrs. Finelli and I and the boys got in the car, and we drove out to meet him. I spent time at a convention, and Mrs. Finelli and I spent about a half hour or so with Dr. Len Horowitz. And he said to us, Mrs. Finelli and me, that this is man-made. AIDS is the result of a man-made HIV virus. And it was developed by the military. It was developed through a military contract so that it could be a surgically precise delivered disease for which there would be no cure. And it was released in three places, Africa, San Francisco, and New York, simultaneously. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles is with us in Ohio, and class wise, I was mentioning that I met Dr. Len Horowitz many years ago in the 90s, and I told you what he said, and I'm paraphrasing. And his book that I bought at that moment was called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional by Leonard G. Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, 1996 hardcover. Currently, it's available on eBay for $77.74, which is about twice what I paid for it back then. So back then, we learned that AIDS was a result of HIV. HIV was designed, there were two tracks for, this is as I remember it. There were two tracks. One was with monkeys and one was with birds, chickens. And the monkeys were provided by Litton, L-I-T-T-O-N, Bionetics. And Dr. Robert Gallo was the guy who got the disease to, he was able to get the disease to manifest with monkeys, green monkeys. And that's why you hear that HIV came from green monkeys, and it did. It was manufactured. And there's another guy, and I don't remember his name, and he was involved in the second fork or the second track to get it to manifest with birds. And, of course, then you hear about the avian flu, bird flu, and how dangerous that was. So, and then you hear that Dr. Fauci just kind of popped out of the woodwork back then. Yeah. Yeah, and this is not me saying it. This is all over the Internet. So he was around, and here we have a guy who's in the business of seeing how long dogs will live when they're put in a cage and their vocal cords are cut out and they're being eaten alive by parasites. That's who he is. At least according to the Internet, reportedly that's who he is. We're in a real world of hurt when we have a few people managing and directing and manipulating people's behavior. And it's the Committee of 300. It's the Bilderbergers. You can call it whatever you want. It's the 13 bloodlines. It's real serious stuff. And here we are. We are the prey. we are the price. So people might say, isn't that great? Bill Gates is now a farmer. Do you really think he's going to lift anything heavier than a book or a pencil? Really? Do you? You think he's going to get out there with a shovel? Do you think he's going to get filthy dirty and get covered in cow manure? You know, Farmer Bill? Do you? I don't. Charles, any comments?
Yeah, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, these are special people. They're unique. and might not be, you wouldn't want to get on their bad side. They seem fairly ruthless.
I wouldn't want to be a friend. I wouldn't want to be a friend of any of theirs. I wouldn't want to be a friend of Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't want to be a friend of Ghislaine Maxwell. I wouldn't want to be a friend of the Maxwell family. By the way, Maxwell's not his real name. He changed his name. And, you know, there are stories about her father being involved in spying and manipulating and blackmailing and bribing. That's not a real nice family based on what the Internet says about them. And, you know, the good thing in all this mess is that maybe, just maybe, she's going to do a brain dump and mention the names of the people who are involved with this pedophilia. And we'll get a chance to see. I mean, Bill Gates was a buddy of Epstein, right? And Bill Clinton. There's a painting of Bill Clinton. He's lying in a dress, right? Have you seen that painting? Bill Clinton in a dress? Now, where did that come from? Is this just in the mind of an artist who just said, hey, I wonder what Bill Clinton would look like in a dress? Who in their right mind would think of something like that? Unless maybe there's a hint of possibility or probability of that being the case. I don't know. I'm not speaking from knowledge. I'm just speaking from conjecture. Any other comments? We've got Kathy on hold. Charles?
Oh, no. Go. Just thank you very much. And I agree. We are in a world of hurt. We've got some problems to work on.
Charles, let me just ask you this one final question, if you don't mind. Do you think that the best move that anyone can make right here, right now, would be to protect one's family and circle the wagons of the family? Or is there another better move?
No, that sounds like a good idea. It starts at home.
Yeah. Charles, it's an honor to call you my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for being with us. Kathy, you'll be... Thank you, Charles. Yep. Kathy, you'll be on with us right after the top of the hour break. I'm looking forward to your comments. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Dr. Sheely, we can't get through to him by phone, but we believe he's just fine. It's a telephone issue with Dr. Norm Sheely.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.